Hello, it's Kate with yogahealer.com. And last year I ran a series called Sacred Anatomy. It was an email, blog post, audio clip series, and I became really obsessed with creating it last February. And when I released it, I received a ton of emails saying, I love this. This speaks to me. So I'm re-releasing Sacred Anatomy, which is my personal lessons and teachings from applying Ayurveda to my own life and to teaching the Living Ayurveda course for the past 7 years. This series is going to shift your perspective. It's going to deepen your understanding of your body and how it works subtly and energetically so that you can optimize your experience in your body. This series is going to start to crack open your awareness so that more light can shine in. You're going to start to see the world in a different way. You're going to be a lot more integrated in your perspective. It's a very dynamic process that really brings you through the teachings of Ayurveda into a fundamentally freedom-based lifestyle. I know you're going to love it. And so without further ado, let us begin. I'm going to talk a lot about my journey with Ayurveda in this series. It's not going to be all straight up teachings and practices. It's going to be stories. The first story is the before I had much education on my sacred anatomy story. It starts with a kick me while I'm down story. I think we all have a kick me when I'm down story, a dark night of the soul, a wake up call into a reality our ego would like to take a rain check on. Some of us take it as a personal assault from the divine. This batch of folks falls into the demise of those with victim mentality. I knew enough to know better, maybe. The kick me when I'm down story is of the white bread affluent version. It goes something like this. I was 24. I was rehabbing my knee from knee surgery down in Moab, Utah. Biking is good for knee rehab. It turns out mountain biking is good for rehab when you don't fall off your bike onto rock. I fell off my bike onto rock. I messed up the same knee I was rehabbing. I couldn't walk, and my knee was the size of a football. About a week before I'd seized the engine of my car, I had no way to get around, 2 part-time jobs, and a dog. I had no local friends. I'm not a Bible scholar, but Job came to mind. About 3 months before, I picked up my first book on Ayurveda. I had a book, not a teacher. About 4 months before my affluent, white bread Job experience, I had started attending yoga class on crutches, because I was rehabbing from knee surgery. About 6 months before, I got a little training in Reiki, a little. Enough to know that putting hands on places that hurt and directing positive energy was better than not. I didn't know squat. Besides laying in my tent with my feet on the tent ceiling and doing a downward dog or two, I had no idea how to heal myself. I had no access to my center, and honestly, I didn't know I had a center. I had very little skill in tapping into my sacred anatomy. But I knew enough to know it would have been helpful to have picked up that lesson somewhere along the way. I had no training in connecting my intelligence into the intelligence that created me. Zip, zilch, zero. Which is a little bizarre, but all too common. My daughter at age 6 is better prepared for her Job experience than I was at age 24. In fact, she's better prepared than many people I know far older than 24. The sacred anatomy teachings are not fundamentally complex. The teachings of sacred anatomy are fundamentally primal, primitive. They are fundamentally fundamental. Got it? If you don't know how you're energetically organized, it's not a straightforward path to putting yourself back together. But the guaranteed part of being spirit in the flesh is that things will fall apart. Cells will degenerate. Relationships will come and go. You will die. Injuries and accidents are predictably unpredictable. And in my experience, more likely to occur the less grounded, the less integrated we are in our sacred anatomy. The good news is the sacred anatomy teachings of Ayurveda and yoga teach us how to put together things within ourselves. We learn how to connect our own dots. And when we align to consciousness and connect the dots, we get more organized and better organized. The more the dots of you and the parts of yourself connect, the better you get at being you, and the quicker your body heals. Meaning, you can get much better at accessing the powers of healing, and in the process, you will get much better at being you. You get into this more in the Sacred Anatomy metaphysics lessons that's coming. My hope is to make the Sacred Anatomy teachings of Ayurveda and yoga uber practical. The point of this series is streamline the path to tapping into and lighting up your sacred anatomy. And more good news, the Sacred Anatomy teachings are intrinsically non-denominational, meaning you can keep your god, goddess, or godless philosophy and still plug in and up-level your sacred anatomy. And how cool is that? We better define sacred anatomy. Sacred anatomy definition. What I'm talking about here is that you are an amazing, complicated, complex, completely radical expression of evolution that has many powers, capacities, intelligences, and ways of sensing and acting in the universe. And that is just from being born human. Sacred anatomy is what happens when you own all that with the power of your awareness. Got it? Good, let's get on. The basics of how you are organized. On the most primitive, fundamental, basic level, your anatomy is whole and bipolar. Your one splits into two, organized by two poles, north and south, just like the earth. One person, two poles, north and south. The center, your heart. To connect to your sacred anatomy, the first thing to do is, well, connect. To connect, you can move your awareness to your physical body, let your body relax, and expand. If there isn't any space in there or it's hard to feel, connect to your breath. Let the breath start to open the space of your body. Gentler is better. Once you're in, go down, just like a seed. Once you're down and in, go up. Repeat. You can do this while you're reading or listening, or take a break and press pause and then come back in a minute. We're not going anywhere. Get good at this. The center is the middle, but the center wants to connect with the poles. When you connect with the poles and repeat, the center has some room to expand. Living in a moment-by-moment expansion that is based on your body energetically is the entrance to your sacred anatomy. Inner body flossing. Inner body flossing is what you just did. It's a quick path to lighting up your sacred anatomy, and it's a gateway practice. Meaning it's a practice that opens the gate to your sacred anatomy. And believe me, there are gates that look like walls, but are really gates. Most kids and adults I know they should floss. I'm talking about dental hygiene. Dental flossing is important, don't get me wrong. But inner body flossing takes precedence in my personal hygiene. What you learned about in the basics of how you are organized is inner body flossing. Here is the simplest sequence to open the gates to your sacred anatomy. When you wake up in the morning, hydrate to eliminate. When you've eliminated, floss your inner body. This will start to light up your sacred anatomy. Once you get how your sacred anatomy is organized, once you get the most primitive systems theory to your own anatomy, you get the precedence of inner body flossing practice. Then you start to live an expanding relationship to life in a moment-by-moment experience. It's a total game changer. Here are a few of the benefits of tapping into and lighting up your sacred anatomy. It'll turn on your power to stimulate whole system and cellular healing. It'll boost your immune system in a long-term building, gentle kind of way. It'll optimize your cellular communication. It'll diffuse negative internal reptilian mental patterning that generally emerges during crises. And you start to be able to meditate your way into the great abyss of peace. Now then, let's recap and tie this anatomy lesson up in a bow. The kick me when I'm down story. Lessons learned. Lesson one, if you want to rehab your knee on a mountain bike, choose an ecosystem with dirt and grass. Don't choose trails made out of ground up rocks surrounded by boulders. Lesson two, you don't know when you're going to enter your version of Job's story. Be prepared. Being prepared means you start to invest time and energy into knowing your way around your sacred anatomy. Let me be exceedingly clear. These are not skills that we can quickly pick up during a time of need or crises. This is education. You can raise your hand and volunteer to learn as an adult and start to sit in the driver's seat of your own physiology. Lesson 3. Expand. Down. Up. Out. Live expanded. Give your heart some breathing room. Tomorrow, more Sacred Anatomy. Lesson 2. Systems Theory.